Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Tuesday, Paul Douglas with you. Talk with Jordana this morning at the Mayo Clinic. She was walking around the hospital getting some exercise attached to an IV. They're feeding her intravenously. She had her bone marrow transplant last Thursday, and she was really nauseated, couldn't keep anything down. And so, anyway, she seemed in good spirits. She said it's the best she's felt since the bone marrow transplant. So, she's on the comeback trail, and thank you to all of you who have expressed your concern and helping her out. It really means a lot. Hope you're having a good Tuesday. I'm still kind of irritated that my kids made me throw out old beer over the weekend. I'm still, I don't know, Dave Harrigan producing today. I know we've had some helpful suggestions, and we'll get to those in a few minutes. We'll also give away some Twins tickets in a couple of minutes, so stay tuned for that. How old is too old? It was only 10, 11 years old, and it was in the fridge up at the cabin, and they dumped it all out. It must have taken 3 hours. And I'm still, as you can tell, I'm still irritated by that. But I lived in fear that we wouldn't have enough beer when people came up. That's just bad form. You know what else is bad form? Smoking. And full disclosure, I used to smoke. Then I got married. My wife laid down the law and said, I'm not going to marry somebody who smells like a walking ashtray. So I quit. And then I used to sneak a few when I was at Care 11. No more tobacco for this guy. Certainly don't want to mess up my lungs any more than they're already messed up. Today, if anybody asks, is World No Tobacco Day? According to the World Health Organization, fighting the tobacco epidemic. They call it an epidemic. And what people around the world can do to claim their right to health and healthy living and protect future generations. And I keep seeing these stories about millions of young kids, mostly teenagers, in this country who have become hooked on vaping because the thought was, well, vaping is safe. So, yeah, here's a safe way to get a buzz. No after effects, no concerns. We reached out to the Minnesota Department of Health to get an expert to talk about quitting tobacco, whether it's, you know, cigars or cigarettes or vaping. And Jen Cash is joining us right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Jen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Is this as big a problem in Minnesota as it is all across other parts of the U.S.? It seems like vaping is still a problem, and younger people have been sucked into the vaping world, right?
Yes, unfortunately, that is true, Paul. We have statistics around youth e-cigarette use from the Minnesota Youth Tobacco Survey that the Department of Health conducts, and it's not good. We know that 1 in 5 high school students use e-cigarettes. That's an alarming trend. We do also know that all of the, the tobacco use, cigarettes, and what we sort of formally think of as combustible products, where youth used to use those at higher rates, that has trended downward significantly, and that's wonderful. Okay. However, the e-cigarette use is coming in, and that is what we are concerned about. We see middle schoolers using e-cigarettes, and actually it's like 35% of all high school students have ever used e-cigarettes. That's a huge percentage.
One out of three. Do we know about the effects of breathing that vape? What's in there? My understanding, there are some chemicals when you breathe in, and that it isn't necessarily harmless. And do we also know the long-term effects of nicotine?
So those are all really good questions. And the research around vaping is still fairly new, and particularly with youth. But what we do know is there are chemicals in even though we don't have the smoke, there are still chemicals that create the heating, and there's still nicotine. So an e-cigarette is still tobacco, because nicotine is derived from the tobacco plant in most cases.
Jen Cash.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish your thought.
Yes. I think the biggest concern that we have with youth is that they don't necessarily know that vaping or using e-cigarettes is as harmful as using other commercial tobacco products. So that's a message we need to get out to kids, because we do see that 70% of youth who have vaped are showing signs of dependence, and that's a concern.
Jen, last question. If you're a parent and you know or you suspect that your child is vaping, And I remember my teenage years. My parents would tell me one thing and I did the opposite. But do we have any data, any findings, any best practices? What's the best way to get your kids to be able to wean themselves off vaping? Is it tell me, there's probably no, you know, silver bullet, but what are the best ways to convince kids to get off this stuff?
So what we have is a program called My Life, My Quit, and that program is specifically geared to 13 to 17-year-olds. It is a program where they can text, they just text the word START to 36072, and it's free, it's confidential, parents don't need to know about it.
Oh, okay.
And there's also a website. It's called MyLifeMyQuit.com, and parents can go there for resources. To, you know, there's a lot of education there, how to talk to your kids. You know, it's a challenge. You don't know what a vape device necessarily looks like. They look like flash drives or pens or highlighters. So it can be hard to know what they look like. But what you can do is look for signs in your teens. You know, if you smell a fruity or minty smell, that's what the smell often is from the vapor. If they have changes in mood, they're more irritable, stomach aches, you know, things like that you want to look out for. And when you have the conversation, you know, you want to approach it calmly, be in a calm situation, be genuinely curious about it, and focus on the behavior and not on the person. So those are just some general ways to talk to kids about it.
I remember it was easier to scare people into doing the right thing with cigarettes, right? When the packs of cigarettes would show, you know, a cancerous lung or somebody with a tracheotomy, you know, where they're breathing out of their neck instead of out of
right.
their nose and mouth. Some of those pictures were gory and graphic, but they were effective. I think it's probably a little more challenging with vaping than it is with, as you said, combustible tobacco.
That's right. And we think those messages did get through to kids. You know, kids don't like the way it makes their clothes smell or their breath smell. And so they, you know, have not been exposed to as much of the advertising any longer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, that's why the rates are lower around cigarette use. But the e-cigarettes are still pretty widely available. Teens can buy them online, you know, and so because they are available and because they are flavored, and teens are mostly interested in those flavored products, they have over thousands of flavors things you can't even imagine. But the fruity and mint flavors are what kids are drawn to.
Jen Cash, Supervisor, Tobacco Cessation Programs with MDH. And tell me again that website.
Sure thing, Paul. It's mylifemyquit.com. It's okay. A program for youth, and kids can text START, the word START, to 36072 on their smartphone, and no one has to know. If they're curious, they have questions, they just want to talk to somebody, they can.
Very cool. MyLifeMyQuit.com. That would be a good place to start. Parents can check that out. And if any younger people are listening who want to get off this stuff, there's a smart way to do it. Jen Cash, thank you for your time today on CCO.
Thanks again, Paul.
You bet. All right, let's give away some Twins tickets. It's Twins Tickets Tuesday. Call now. Be calling.
We're going to win. Twins, we're going to score.
Yes, we are. We did win, and we're going to win again this evening. You're in the right place. Second game of that doubleheader kicks off. Pregame at 5:30, first pitch 6:10, as the Twins take on the Tigers. If you're caller number three right this moment, you've got a good shot. You will win a four-pack of tickets to the Twins playing the New York Yankees. Next Tuesday, June 7th. The Twins returning to town after a brief road trip to Detroit and Toronto to host the New York Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays all next week at Target Field. Looks like the weather is going to be perfect. Good luck, Yankees tickets, as the Yanks take on the Twins at Target Field next Tuesday. Be caller number three. We'll be back with an update on my skanky beer problem next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How does it feel to be a Rolling Stone? The handwritten lyrics to Bob Dylan's amazing hit, Like a Rolling Stone, are set to be auctioned off. They think they're going to get $1.3 million for the doodling, you know, the actual, when he sat down and wrote out the lyrics. And Dave Harrigan, who's producing today, and I were reflecting on that, and maybe this is a recession blinking yellow light. I don't know. I thought it would have been higher, and you did too, right, Dave?
Yeah, $1.3 million for one of the most iconic songs probably of, you know, the entire American songbook. I don't know. That seems a little light to me. Where's, you know, Bezos or Elon Musk when you need them?
Maybe they're not music lovers. I don't know. I would have thought that somebody with more money than sense would have bid higher than that.
It's a lot of people with a lot of money. I was, you know, if you just asked me how much would it be sold for, I'd, you know, 5 million, 7, 8, 10, I don't know, somewhere in that range. But 1.3, it's certainly a lot of money. It's more money than I have by a long shot. But, boy, I think it seems a little light.
And his apparently the lyric sheets for Mr. Tambourine Man are expected to pull in $425,000, so way more affordable. Hmm. But good grief.
Yeah.
All right. So a couple of other stories that I saw. Wheat prices up 48% so far this year. Bad news for restaurants. I didn't know this, but bread shows up on 62% of menus. We like our bread. You might not get the complimentary breadsticks with prices so high. And it was a tough weekend to fly. Something like 6,000 flights were canceled worldwide. Delta was impacted. 700 domestic and international flights canceled Saturday through yesterday. Almost 100 just at MSP. And the whole skanky beer, skanky pop, my kids, they like to come up and, you know, they're looking out for us. They don't want us to poison ourselves with old beer or old food. And so they go through the refrigerator or the freezer and say, "Dad, this is old," and they toss it out with our blessing. But it was still really sad to dump hundreds and hundreds of cans and bottles of beer into the woods this weekend up at the cabin. One of our listeners, Paul, how much beer and soda do you have to be dumping for several hours? It was probably a dozen cases of beer. And some of those were bottles. So just the act of opening up the bottle and, you know, draining the bottle, putting it in a trash can to hopefully be recycled. But I don't know. It just seems like a giant waste. Wolf is listening. Thank you, Wolf. I'm crying after hearing what you did this weekend. Of course, he's always chasing the beer truck, and God help us if he ever catches the beer truck. One of our listeners, thank you. My 26-year-old Billy beer was better than it was when it was fresh. 26 years old. Well, wine gets older with age, right? And better with age. Why wouldn't beer get older with age? Was it
good beer to start with, or was it cheap beer?
I mean, it was okay beer. It was somewhere in the, you know, it was Corona and Budweiser, and I don't know. I can't even remember. But
sounds like good enough to keep to me.
It was, well, yeah. So it was heartbreaking, and I don't know what happens if you drink old beer.
I don't know. You get drunk quicker, maybe. I'm not sure. But, I don't know. I think you have to have a word with your kids about that. That's not acceptable.
Well, they were pretty adamant, pretty strident. "Dad, you can't drink old beer." And it did, again, the cans had, at least of pop, the Coke, had displays from the London Olympics, which was 2012, which should have been a tip-off. That it was a little too old. All right. We'll try harder. Check your expiration dates, folks, or just ignore them altogether and conduct an experiment. Hate to throw away beer. All right. Thanks for joining us. The Twins taking on the Tigers. Game number 2. Pre-game starts momentarily. First pitch, 6:10. Make it a great evening. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.